Sometimes it's fun to look around. Sometimes it's fun to look around and learn things, is it not? We can learn from so many different angles. We can learn from so many different things. I remember watching The Roadrunner. You know what I learned from that? Wile E. Coyote's awful stupid, number one. And number two, I do not stand out in the open. I'm afraid an anvil is going to fall on me out there. You ever learned that? No, I've learned that. Anyway, you can learn a lot of different things. One of the things that I've learned in my time, one of the things you can learn a lot of interesting things from watching nature. You can. And what I want to talk a little bit about this evening, and I'll get into the scripture here in a little bit, I'm going to be over in Acts, the second chapter, the 42nd verse, and then I'm going to go to 1 John 1, 6 and 7. I'll be over there in just a little bit, so we'll get to that as soon as we can. You just take the time to look around. If you just take the time to look around, you know what? You can learn a lot of good lessons. And one of the most interesting creatures in nature, if you really want to watch them, is the geese. I know there are a lot of people that really don't like the geese that well. I've learned that from up work. We have a big bunch of them up there for whatever reason. They want to go down around our wastewater facility down there. I wouldn't eat them or wouldn't even go. I wouldn't even want to touch them for anything for what they're doing. They're down there swimming in that stuff and drinking that stuff. And that's just me saying, okay? But anyway, they can be a big nuisance. I know that. But if you watch them, if you truly and watch how God has made them, I want to tell you something. It can be a great lesson for the church. A great lesson for the church. If we just watch geese and listen to what they have to say and do, we can learn a lot from a geese. From a goose, a geese, however you want to say it. We can learn a lot. We're able to do some things in the church that they want to do. Like, if you watch geese, their flock numbers will increase, right? They will. And how do they do that? You know, every church, that's our goal. We want to try to increase spiritually. We want to try to increase numbers. Why? We want to try to increase. Why? Because we know when we're doing that, the word of God is getting spread. People are learning about God. And geese have a way of increasing. If you watch them, they may start out with two of them. Of course, some of it's by reproduction. They have a lot of them. They have a lot of geese. But still, at other times during the year, you watch, they'll all flock together. Because they have a purpose and a plan. They have a purpose and a plan. And that's what I want to talk a little bit about soon. What are some of the lessons that the church can learn from geese? And that's what I want to talk about this evening. Let's go ahead and read our scripture, then we can have a word of prayer, if you wouldn't care, please. Over in Acts, the second chapter, and I want to start with, I wrote that down, the 42nd verse. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. And then over in 1 John, we'll go there to 1 John 6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Let us pray, please. Father, if we come, Lord, this evening, I pray, Father, that you would just help us, Father, to learn this evening. The message that you'd have us to learn this evening, Father. I pray, Father, for your goodness and mercy that's upon my life, Lord. I want to thank you for that. And Lord, I pray, Father, this evening that all hearts would be receptive to your word here this evening, Lord. I pray that. For Lord, truly you are good to us. You are just so good and kind to us, Lord. You give us all that we have, Lord, in our lives. We want to praise you for your word. We want to praise you for your spirit. I want to thank you for the opportunity we have to be in this little church here this evening, Lord. I want to praise you for that. And Lord, I ask you now, Lord, to go with each individual here tonight. I pray that you'd bless them beyond measure, Lord. And Father, give them what's needed in their lives, Lord, and let the word speak to them. In Jesus' name we pray and ask. And amen. All right. One of the things the geese illustrate to us is the concept of fellowship. And I told you that a little bit ago, how that they can gather some. But what fellowship means is to have in common, to share, to participate in a common cause. And that's what Acts 2:42 tells us there, whenever it tells us that right there. It says, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers. Folks, that's one of the great things about geese is, whenever they come together, they will fellowship together. They will do that. And folks, as an example for us, we need to learn also that we need fellowship. We need it. I don't understand, and I've preached this. For me, I have to be around Christian people. as much as I can be around him down through the week. Do you understand what I'm saying? I hope you do. I have to talk to people at work that I know are on the same page that I'm on. I have to talk to people wherever I go as much as I can. I got to try to be in church as much as I possibly can. Why? Just so I can say that I've been in church? No, because I need to be around you people. I need to hear your testimonies. I need to hear what's going on in your life. I need your prayers. I need to listen. I need to just hear and listen to the conversations going on. Because you know what, brother? It uplifts me. It brings me closer to where I need to be. And praise God, that's why we need fellowship. Why do the geese get together before they head south? Listen, they get together because the journey is easier when they fly together. And I want to tell you something this evening. The journey is easier for you and I when we're together. Why do they fly in a V? I know you probably know this, but I've got to, you know, listen to me. I got this sermon together this afternoon. The Lord put this upon my heart. I know right after the singers called, I said, Lord, I know I'm supposed to preach tonight. He said, you're going to preach tonight. So he gave me a message, and I thank God. I said, just bear with me on this. But you know why they fly in a V? Because whenever you got them in a V like that, their wings, whenever they create a pressure that the goose behind them, it can make them fly 75% farther than what they could do it on their own. Isn't that amazing? I want to tell you something this evening. Do you understand that you folks can help me go 100% farther than what I could go on my own? Do you know that everybody in here, whenever we fellowship, those geese are smarter sometimes than human beings, are they not? They're smarter sometimes because they know without one another, they're not going to get to their destination. And I want to tell you something this evening, without each and every one of you praying for me, and me praying for you, and all of us in here praying for one another, you know what? It's going to be hard for us to go ourselves, get to the destination where we need to be, Claire, and be the Christians that we need to be, if we do not get into formation, if we do not do what God wants us to do, and be what He wants us to be. Praise God. You know what? Thank God for the example of fellowship that a goose gives us. Amen? I mean, you just think about it. There's so many people that 71% or 75% greater, they can fly if they stick together. I'll tell you what, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? And you know what? I never knew that until this afternoon. I started looking this stuff up and he put this upon my heart. It's no different for us as Christians. We share a common direction, do we not? We share a common goal. We will reach that goal more quickly and easier if we are traveling with one another and with one another instead of against one another. Amen? We can reach that. That's the whole concept of fellowship, as far as I'm concerned. We come here to fellowship so it can make our life and our journey easier. I heard a preacher the other day say this, and he was saying it, and he said he gets kind of worried sometimes when he's preaching hard in his congregation. And he says, you know what? He said, I worry sometimes. He said, because I'm telling you, you need to be on church on Wednesday night. You need to try to be out here on Sunday night. And he said, listen to me. I'm just trying to make it easier for your life. Not because I just want this church full, he said, on those nights, but because it'll make your life easier. And I agreed with him 100%. Sometimes people look at us preachers whenever we preach that way and they think, you know what? He just wants us out here for the numbers. I'm telling you, God knows Dave Longhart. Tink, have I ever said anything about numbers? Never. It's not that I don't care, but it's just the idea. I think more of you than just a number. I love you for your spiritualness and what you bring to this church. And anybody, and I know I'm preaching to the choir because you're here tonight. But you know what? We can talk to other ones, can we not? And let them know that if at all possible, try to be here. Being part of the fellowship. We're going in the same direction. Have you ever seen a group of geese heading in all different directions? I never have. As they try to head south, I never have seen that. No, they fly in formation, folks. They do it. Whenever a goose falls, listen to this. Listen, whenever one goose falls out of formation, let's just say they get sick or get hurt. Do you know what happens? You know what happens? Boy, we could learn a lesson from this. If they go down, they fall out of formation, they have to land, two other geese will go back with them and stay with them, either until they're healed or till they die. Folks, we could learn a lesson. We're about the only group, and I said this before, you know, we're the ones that are hurt and weak in our church sometimes, we want to shoot them. We don't want nothing to do with them. Folks, listen, we can learn a lot from those geese. You know what? We need to try to love them back in here as much as possible. Yes, maybe some of them have sinned. Yes, some of them are on the wrong path. But praise God, Jesus Christ died for the ungodly. He died for those people. He didn't come to heal, let me say, He didn't come to heal those that are well. He came to heal those that are sick. And praise God, I tell you what, when we fall out of formation, you know what? We fall out of resistance. Or we are pulled down away from our goal and are growing closer to Christ. And so many people that happens to. And folks, but it's time for us to start loving more on them. It's time to start loving more of them. Let them know that we miss them like crazy. You know what? And that they're not forgotten. And I know a lot of you do that. When we stay on this journey to heaven together, the journey is made easier, folks, for them and for us. That's what he's trying to... Also, geese head south together for their survival. That's what they do. As Christians, we need to do the same. We need to stay together for the survival not only of Drift Run Church, but for each and every one of us, for our families. You don't know how many times I've seen families split wide apart. Because you know why? Maybe one of them gets out here and gets out of church and doesn't want to come for whatever reason. And then after a while, the other one gets tired of doing the whole thing by themselves and they get out. Before you know it, the kids are out. And you know what? They're totally out of church. And you know what? It just breaks my heart. I've seen it time after time after time. Folks, as geese do it, they do that because they stay together because of survival. Folks, we need to stay together because we need to survive. This thing's bigger than all of us. We have a home in heaven to gain one of these days. Brother, that old lady at church, old Betty walking Jesus sing, "We're not home yet, children. Keep your eyes upon the Savior." Amen. We're not there yet. Like I said this morning, you know what? The devil's trying to take it. Anything that's not nailed down, I want to tell you what, it's getting blown away. We don't have to look very far. We don't have to look beyond our news every day, the newspaper, to see what's going on out here in this world. Yeah, you know what, and I've said this before, this country today, you know what, it's not slowly, it's rapidly heading in the wrong direction nowadays. And folks, anything that's not nailed down by the Word of God and is you don't have it in your heart to be faithful and true to, the devil's going to rip it right up. We need to stay together. It helps to have Christian brothers and sisters to help you keep it nailed down, does it not? It helps that, doesn't it not? I thank God that I've got you people I can depend on. I thank you. The Bible tells us, if we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. We have fellowship. Did you catch that? We have it. So, as the geese stay together for their survival, folks, so should we. We should do it. As a church, we need to think of ways we can grow together. Can I say that here tonight to us, folks? Can I say that to you here this evening? Every one of us, you need to be praying and thinking about how we can grow together as a church. I'm doing it all the time, and I want you to do it. And I want us to just to grow in the grace and admiration of the Lord. The geese show us that the way is to share the workload also. You know that? They show us that also. They show us that wholeheartedly. There's a general rule in most churches. And I want to say this church is no different than any of them. Any more of them. You know what? 80% of the work is done by 20% of the people. And any other church that I've ever been, it's been the same way. What happens when 80% of the work gets done by 20% of the people? The ones doing the work get tore down and wore down. That's what happens. It happens. It happens in every church. I'm not just saying it to put a guilt trip on anybody. I'm just saying, but I'm telling you, there are some that don't get this message. They don't get it. In the world of the geese, when the lead goose gets tired, what's he do? He falls back and another one takes his place. They don't leave that hole vacant. They don't leave it done. Nature itself tells us that we all have to pull the sled together. Amen.
We've got to do it. He fell back. What would happen if only he had 20% of the geese pulling the load? They wouldn't make it. They wouldn't get to their goal. They wouldn't get to their destination. There's just no way. See, sharing the workload ensures the work gets done and it gets done properly. Amen? I want to ask you something. If your car engine was only working 80%, what would you do with it? Call Sean. There you go. Wouldn't get you very far sometimes, would it? Wouldn't get you very far. You know, sharing the work makes it easier. The work of a church is important because we are building the kingdom of God. Amen? That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. 1 Corinthians 12 tells us we are one body with many parts. What it tells us, and if all the parts are not working in the body does not function properly. That's what it doesn't. That's what I said. If you had a car that worked that way, like I said, you know what? You pretty much, that's all it would do is just give you 80%. I bet you it wouldn't be long. You'd be getting rid of it, right? You're right. It wouldn't. By instinct, the geese share the workload, and we should do the same. Geese know the concept of encouragement, too. Did you know that? The next time you hear them going over in a V or whatever they're doing, you hear them honking. Do you know who's doing the honking? The ones in the back. They're honking. What they're doing is they're telling the ones up front, keep going, you're going the right speed. Keep going, you're doing it right. Keep going, you're doing it right. They're encouraging them. Sometimes, why can't we learn that concept? You know what? Why can't we not learn that? Why are they honking at it? You know what? To keep up their... We also need to keep encouraging one another. We need to keep on honking at one another. We keep encouraging one another. Yes, we do. Hebrews 3:13, but encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, lest that any one of you be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. Praise God. We need to encourage one another. I need to honk at you, and you need to honk at me. We do. More often than not, the honking we hear is not encouragement, it's criticism. Am I right? I'm right. I told you about the little skit I think I told you here before, but that little skit that they used to do. It was what was that group that used to come down to summer camp down there? And they'd come down there and they'd do those little skits. I can't think of the name now. Yeah, Joshua Generation. Anyway, they always did a skit where they had two people driving. And the skit would, I remember this. This is just so cool. And the one up front would be driving. He gets stopped by a stoplight and he's sitting there like this, and he's just like this, and the one behind him pulls up behind him and starts beep, 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 blowing the horn and waving at him, and the guy front's just getting annoyed, and the light doesn't change, and the guy keeps beep, 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 waving his hand. Finally, the guy gets up here, gets out of the car, walks back. What are you beeping at? Your sticker says honk if you love Jesus. We need to encourage. We need to love and encourage people. Praise God. I just think it's so great. When we can do that, learn from the geese. Learn from them. You know what? If somebody up front's getting tired, and maybe something's going on in their life, we need to honk even more. Keep on going. Keep up the speed. You're doing just fine. Like I said, we're not home yet. Let's honk to encourage people, folks. Let's do that. Geese also know how to share the burdens with each other. Did you know that? They do that. When a goose, and I told you this earlier, when a goose gets sick or something else happens to that goose, I told you how two other geese will fall out and stay with that goose. We need to learn to share the burdens with one another also. We need to do that. Till it's able to fly again. When it's well, Galatians 6:2 tells us the same, bear one another's burdens and therefore fulfill the law of Christ. You know what? There isn't a person in here that should have to bear their burdens alone if we're Christians. Am I right? Not a single person in here. I want you to know something. If I got something going on in my life, I'm going to ask you to pray for me. I'm going to talk to you and tell you what's going on. And you know what? I don't expect you to get on the phone and tell everybody else in Jackson County. But you know what I expect you to do? I expect you to get on your knees and pray. I expect if you're going to talk about the situation, you talk about it in concern. That's what I expect. And I hope you expect that out of me. And that's what it needs to be done. My grandmother used to say this. If you had the sense of a goose, I remember her saying that. And usually she was talking to me. But if you had the sense of a goose, you know, you would stick with each other through thick or thin, right? We would do that. Too many times we shoot the brothers. Too many times we shoot the sisters and stumble. We do that. Listen. The concepts that we can learn from a goose and watching these geese is that, you know what?
that the church can be made stronger.
Amen. It can be made stronger.
I hope and pray we continue to fly together in formation.
I would love that. And I hope you want that too. I hope we continue to fly in formation. I hope that whoever's leading, whatever it is, you're flapping your wings up there, and I hope those guys in the back are just honking like crazy. Keep up it up. Keep the speed up. Keep it going. When we honk for encouragement, not for critical, let's be critical with each other. If the community knows this, you know what? The people will flock to the church just like the geese did. If they know we're in this thing for the right reason. Right? I believe that. And I'm not saying it. And again, I'm not saying it because of numbers. But I believe if we are doing it for the right reason, which I feel we are, people will come. People will come. Because they want to be part of something that's real, part of something that really touches their hearts. And that's what I want to do when I preach. I know every sermon can't be the same way. I know that. Some are teaching, some are this, some are that. But you know what? Praise God. It touches people in different ways. And that's the way it's supposed to do. Let's each do our part. You know what? Just like the test dummy said, you can learn a lot from a goose. Right? I hope you did this evening. We can learn a lot from them. Praise God. You know what? They're one of God's creations. And if a simple, we call them simple-minded. They're not simple-minded. Those creatures are intelligent, just like a lot of them out there. You know why? Because God created everything good in the beginning. Man's corrupted a lot of things, but God created everything good. If they come and get a song, I'm done.